This year's inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be honored in Brooklyn tonight. It is quite a list. Cat Stevens, Linda Ronstadt, Peter Gabriel, Hall & Oates, Nirvana, Kiss, and the E Street Band. With the exception of Nirvana, this year's inductees all came to prominence during the 1970s, and even those Seattle grunge rockers traced some of their influences to 70s music. That era of classic rock has inspired countless tribute bands. You can find them performing in bars and clubs across the country with a lot of passion. Here's David C. Barnett from member station WCPN.
Is everybody here ready for a rock and roll party?
The guitarist's face is painted white, except for some red lipstick and a big black star around his right eye. A hulking bass player dressed in armor and kabuki makeup stalks the stage behind him in 6-inch platform boots as the musicians break into a Kiss classic. This is the Cleveland-based Kiss tribute band, Mr. Speed.
Get off and get your grandma out of here.
50-year-old Rich Kozak plays the part of vocalist Paul Stanley and claims to have seen Kiss 52 times since the late 1970s. Kozak grew up with an older brother who was into the heavier sounds of Jimi Hendrix and Yes.
I thought, well, I don't like all that stuff that you have to think about so much. I like this stuff that just makes me feel really good. We're fans just like the people that come to see us, the people that go to see Kiss. We're really passionate about what it is that we do.
They've certainly invested to make their show look good.
Howard Parr is impressed with the effort that the band has put into its look and sound. As executive director of the Akron Civic Theater, Parr says he's seen the number of such performers explode in recent years, from the occasional Elvis imitators to a mini industry of tribute bands. Many of them play what commercial radio now calls classic rock, music from the 70s and 80s. The trend has even hit concert halls.
There are tribute packages that are being sold to symphony orchestras, for example. So a John Denver tribute show was recently done by the Akron Symphony, where the symphony performed with this guy doing John Denver songs.
Every one of this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees has its imitators. Magic Cat is among the Cat Stevens tribute acts. Hall & Oates have inspired the likes of Maneater and HMFO. And for Linda Ronstadt, your choices include Different Drum, Just One Look, and Heart Like a Wheel. Bleach pays homage to Nirvana, a group that 35-year-old guitarist Greg Pavlovic first saw on MTV in videos like this.
Come as you are, as you were, as I want.
As a teenager, I hated life. I hated everything about everything. And it was just like the perfect music to listen to say, screw authority, screw everybody.
The members of Bleach, named after Nirvana's debut album, are a bunch of working-class Akron guys who channel the band's spirit on weekends. Bass player Nathan White joined Bleach after seeing them thrash through a set at a local club.
It was inspiring in a way because, I mean, that's the kind of dream I wanted to have, was to be like in a band with that much power.
While some critics may dismiss tribute bands as musicians who aren't talented enough to do original material, UCLA music scholar Mitchell Morris says the ones that he's seen tap into something deeper.
I think it's actually a kind of basic human desire. You're playing. You're creating fiction. It's really the performance version of telling a story.
How are we doing so far?
Mr. Speed, the Kiss tribute band, played to a packed club in suburban Cleveland this past weekend. They'll take the act to L.A. on the 21st to play at a World's Greatest Tribute Band event. Kiss co-founder Paul Stanley says he can relate to the passion of emulating your musical heroes.
The old adage of imitation is the sincerest form of flattery comes to mind.
But what happens when that's not totally clear? The Akron Civic Theater's Howard Parr suggests that some fans may not know the difference.
I mean, it happens all the time that we get people that want to get backstage on the tribute band shows. And you're just like, do you not realize that that's not John Bon Jovi? You know? And they, you know, they don't.
Then we've got a problem, especially when money is involved, says Paul Stanley.
If it's done with the right heart and as a fan, I appreciate it. When it becomes business, then it's time for us to talk about it.
In a new memoir, Stanley acknowledges that 40 years on the road are starting to take their toll on him physically, and he can see himself eventually stepping aside and letting someone else take over his Kiss character. Rich Kozak of Mr. Speed has been practicing.
Dr. Lowe!
For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.